So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed a machlekes tanoim regarding tmidin shlehutzuch letzibur. When Rosh Chodesh Nisan arrived, there were always four tloim left over from those bought for the carbon tamid of the previous year, and these tloim cannot be used for the carbon tamid of the new year because they were bought with shkolim of the old year. The Chacham hold niftin tamimin. The four tloim were redeemed without a mum despite their kedusha tzaguf, internal kedusha, and were used for the carbon tamid of the new year because lev bezn masnalein im hutzuch hutzuch v'mla b'yu ledmein. Since the tloim are karbanas tzibur, Besdin stipulates at the time of their purchase that only if they are needed for the tamid, they shall receive kedushas aguf, but if not needed, they shall receive only kedushas dam and monetary kedusha, which can be redeemed without a mum. While Reb Shimon holds, ein niftin tamimin, the tloim cannot be redeemed without a mum because lesley lev besdin masnalein. Besdin does not stipulate so. Rather, Reb Shimon holds, my kitzin ben esemes beach, the actual four tloim were used instead for carbon oila at times when there were no karbanas on hand, because the mikara oila vahashta oila. Since the tloim were initially bought for the carbon tamid, which is a carbon oila, they can now be used for kitzin mezbeach, which is also a carbon oila. Reb Shmuel bar of Yitzchak says, however, umayd Reb Shimon besiri chatas she'im akitzin magufan el bedmeyan. Shimon agrees that if the sar Rosh Chodesh was lost and another sar was brought instead, and the original sar was later found, it is to be redeemed only after it receives a mum, and then the money is used to buy an oila for kaitza mesbech, but the actual sar may not be used for an oila because the mikara chatas vahashta oila. Since the sar was initially bought for Rosh Chodesh, which is a carbon chatas, and only after kapara the sar became a carbon oila, therefore gzeir la'acha kapara atu lefnei kapara. The Chum initiated that the actual sar may not be used for carbon oila out of concern that one might use the sar for carbon oila even before kapara, before another sar was sacrificed when it is still a carbon chatas in which the carbon is pasul. And the Gemara proceeds with three proofs for the concept of gzeir la'acha kapara atu lefnei kapara. The Braisa states, par v'sal shem kippurim sha'avdu v'hifer shachem tachtean. The par v'sar of Yom Kippurim was lost and others were brought instead, and the original par v'sar was later found. Behuda holds, kulan yimusu, the parvasar must be put to death because the halacha of chatois hamesis applies even to a carbon tzibur. While Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon say, yirat sheyistavu v'yimach riplu d'mein l'nadava, shein chatos tzibur mesa, the parvasar are not put to death because the halacha of chatois hamesis does not apply to a carbon tzibur. Rather, the parvasar are put out to pasture until they develop a mum and are redeemed with money which is used for an oil of a kaitz mezbech. The Gemara asks, v'amai, nikrivu inu gufayu oila. Why do the parvasar require pinyon? The actual parvasar should be used for a carbon oila. It must be because since the mikara chatas vahashta oila and gizir la acha kapara otu lefne kapara. The second proof is from a Mishnah Masechtas Yuma regarding the shnei se'irim of Yom Kippur, meis echad mehem, yavi zug achar. If one of the two se'irim died after hagrala, after the lots were drawn, a new pair must be brought and the hagrala repeated. Vasheni yirat sheistayv, and the second one of the first pair is put out to pasture until it develops a mum, and the money is used for kaitza mizbech. The Gemara asks, "Vama yikrav ihu gufe oila shemamano gizera acha kapar atu lefnei kapar." The third proof is from a Mishnah Masechtas Temura. Ashem shemesa balav yishneskapa balav yirat sheistav v'yimachar v'yiplu damav l'nadava. Carbon Hashem is no longer needed, for example, the owner died or fulfilled his obligation with another animal, the animal is put out to pasture until it develops a mum, and the money is used for kaitza mezbeach. The Gemara asks, v'likrev ha'gufa oila, el-lefnega el-alav gzer la'acha kapara atu lefnega kapara shmamina. Darsh of Nachman bar of Chizda, im ha'kitzin ba'oila sa'if. They did not buy a bird to be an oila sa'if for kaitza mezbeach, because meisus le'nidvas tzibur azli ve'in oila sa'if b'tzibur. The fund of Kaitza Mezbech was designated only for the public, and the public cannot bring an oila sa'if because, as Rashi cites the sources in the pasuk v'hikrav min ha'toyrim, the singular word v'hikrav teaches hayachid mevi oif ve'in atzibur mevi'in oif. The Gemara now returns to explain the remainder of the previous Mishnah on Daf Beis. Val zadin tumas mikdash ukadashav sira nas befnim ve'yem kippur mechapen. If a person intentionally ate karbanos or entered the Beis HaMikdash while he was tamei, the Sir HaPanimi, whose blood was sprinkled inside the Kodesh HaKodeshim, together with the Yom Kippur, atoned for this sin. As the Gemara explains, the source is in the pasuk that refers to the Sir HaPanimi. V'chipra ala Kodesh mitumis b'nei Yisrael u'mepesheim l'chol chatoisam, pesham elo hamardim, one who intentionally committed the Avera, and chatois elo hashkagis, one who unintentionally committed the Avera. And so the Sir HaPanimi atones for both.